You're listening to the Weekend Sport Podcast with Jason Pine from Newstalk ZB.
As mentioned, round 10 of Super Rugby wraps late tonight. Well, not too late, 9:35, when the Reds host the Blues at Suncorp Stadium. Anton Segner will start on the blind side for the Blues, and he joins us now. Anton, thanks for taking our call on game day. Looking back, a week when you win 46-7, as you did against the Brumbies, a top three side. Are there still work-ons that come out of a review of a game like that?
100%. There's always space for improvement, no matter how good your game is. So that's what this week has been all about, really. Obviously, looking forward to the Reds, but first and foremost, working on ourselves. And we've obviously got our strengths, but even those can always be worked on. So that's what we've been doing this week, is we keep chipping away at our physicality, because that's what we pride ourselves on.
It feels like new head coach Vern Cotter has focused the Blues on the basics of the game with really good results. Is that the messaging that you're getting from him as a playing group?
Yeah, for sure. So obviously a contact sport, so he's big on the contact area, because at the end of the day, it's a contact sport, and if you can win the contact on both sides of the ball, then that'll go a long way in winning the game on top of your set piece, obviously. So he's put a pretty straightforward mindset into this team, which is good, because we've obviously got the big athletes and the big powerful athletes, and then the fast athletes out wide to finish it off as well. So I think the sort of game plan and the mindset that he's put onto this team fits perfectly. And yeah, the boys are obviously adopting it quite well. And we're just looking to get better every week.
Does it suit your mindset, Anton, that kind of coaching? You on board with that, with Vern Cotter's philosophy?
100%. Well, that's the reason I started playing the sport, is because I fell in love with the contact of it. I love tackling people. I love running into people and hopefully winning those collisions as well. So that's first and foremost why I started playing the sport. So to be able to still sort of lean on that at this level is obviously pretty special. And to have a coach like that who values that is pretty cool too.
It's a pretty stacked loose forward contingent at the Blues. Yourself, obviously, Dalton Papali'i, Akira Ioane, Hoskins Satutu, all of them All Blacks, others as well in the loose forward mix. How has being in that mix improved your game?
Oh, it's been awesome. Obviously, challenging those guys, or us challenging each other week in, week out, whether it's at training or in the gym or whatever we're doing, we're always looking to push each other, so iron sharpens iron, so that's the way that we're looking at it. Like we're good mates off the field as well, and on the field we obviously compete. And I think every one of us, like not even just me, who's a younger guy coming through and competing against those All Blacks, like I believe that we're all sort of learning off each other and making each other better one way or another.
Do you find from guys like the ones I've just mentioned who have had a bit more experience, a bit older than you, do you find that they're forthcoming with their advice if you ask for it? They're not too guarded, worried that, you know, you might learn too much and take their spot?
Well, it doesn't seem like that just yet anyway. they often give me feedback before I even ask for it, which is awesome. And then obviously whenever I do have a question or something, I know that their door is always open for me to talk to them. So it's been really cool having them around and them being as open as they are towards me and the other young players coming through.
Loose forwards, of course, can often play in more than one position, can play in all three. I think you've started games in all three positions for the Blues during your time there. Where are you happiest, though? With which number on your back?
Oh, at the end of the day, as long as I'm out there, I'm pretty happy. If I had to choose, I even came on as block against the Western Force, I think it was, so I'll add that to the toolkit too.
Why not?
So, 6, 7, 8. Well, look, I like the line-out aspect and the set piece aspect that I get at the number 6. I like the ball carrying that you get at number 8. And then I obviously love the defense that you get at number 7. So each three of those positions have stuff or have roles in them that I love. So, yeah, it's pretty hard for me to choose one, to be honest.
All you're missing is a try for the Blues. What's going on there? Are you going to get one at some point?
I always tell people who sort of ask me that question. That's not my job. My job isn't to score tries, but hopefully there's one around the corner soon.
I'm sure it'll arrive when the time is right. Obviously, you're over in Australia for 10 days, got the game against the Reds, and then stay on for the match against the Rebels. Is that the sort of mini tour that the players enjoy, having the chance to spend a decent chunk of time together on the road?
100%. We always look forward to the away games and especially these back-to-back ones where you're on the road for almost 2 weeks, because you get to get around the boys and obviously spend some good time with each other and connect, which is pretty hard to do when you're at home, and obviously just going from the training facility to go back home. So it's always good to get away on those trips and make some good connections with each other and spend some good time together as well off the field.
It's been a really good season so far. I look back the last couple of years, beaten in the semis last year, beaten in the final the year before that, so always there or thereabouts for the Blues. How does this season feel, Guy, by comparison, in terms of your ability to win Super Rugby?
Well, I think obviously we've taken the confidence out of our last couple of games having performed well, but like I said earlier, our focus is just to get better week by week, and this is another great opportunity. You know, like these two games over in Aussie is another opportunity for us to make a bit of a statement, and then we obviously have that string of derbies, New Zealand derbies, when we're back home. So these are all games that we're looking forward to, and we know are all opportunities to set us up for that finals run.
You're obviously doing something right. You recently signed a new 2-year contract with the Blues. I see you've shifted your allegiance at provincial level from Tasman up to Auckland. Does Auckland kind of feel like your home in New Zealand now?
100%, and that's a big part of the reason why I decided to jump on board with Auckland for the next couple of seasons, is because, yeah, I was obviously born and raised in a big city in Germany, in Frankfurt. So, yeah, I obviously like the lifestyle up here and love Auckland, and obviously quite a few teammates from the Blues play for Auckland as well. So, yeah, as you say, it's really starting to feel like home, and that's a big reason as to why I decided to sign with Auckland for this year, next year.
I think your story is pretty well known to rugby fans around the place. Obviously, you came to New Zealand from Germany, you just mentioned, from Frankfurt, as a 15-year-old exchange student into Nelson. Was rugby actually on your radar when you arrived here? Is that the reason you came?
Yeah, well, I sort of used the excuse as overseas experience and schooling for overseas when I was trying to convince my parents, but rugby was always rugby was always going to be the number one reason for me, because I played rugby for, I think it was 5 years before I came over, and then I was coached in Germany by about a handful of Kiwis, and they obviously inspired me to come over and play over here, because they always told me that rugby in New Zealand is like football in Germany, and that's exactly what I was wanting as a 15-year-old in love with the game. So, yeah, I just had to convince my parents, and it worked out.
Well, I understand they've been here recently. You've had your family over. They'd be pretty happy, wouldn't they, with the decision they let you make?
Yep. Well, I hope so anyway. they were over for just over 2 weeks. And they always love coming over. The Blues as an organisation are always really welcoming for them as well, getting them tickets to the game, and they're allowed to come into the changing rooms after the game, and they were even allowed to have lunch with the team on one of the training days too. So they're getting treated like proper VIPs whenever they come over. And then after they were over, my best mate from Germany, whose name is also Anton, came over for a visit as well. So it's been a full house down here for the last few weeks, so it's a bit quieter now.
Yeah, amazing though. I mean, what an experience for you, and for, you know, to be able to expose your family and your best mate to as well. Could you have imagined this, Anton? You know, when, you know, the 15-year-old Anton Segner who arrived in Nelson. Could you have imagined how far you've taken your rugby?
I don't think, as a 15-year-old, if you told me that I'd be playing for the Blues at Super Rugby, I'd think, yeah, you were dreaming. Because when I first came here, I didn't even really have the intention of making the first 15 or playing NPC or whatever, and then it all suddenly unfolded quite quickly, which was a bit overwhelming at times, but obviously took the opportunity with open arms whenever opportunities did come up.
Have you had the chance to get back to Germany much in the last few years?
Yep. Obviously, not over COVID. That was a tough time. Not being able to go back to Germany, or my family not being able to come here to see me. But they usually try and come over once a year to come see me here, and then I try and go back once a year as well to go see them. So yeah, this year it'll either be in July, or I will go over in September. I haven't decided yet, but yeah.
Well, let's get Super Rugby out of the way first. It's going really well for the Blues at the moment. All the best for the Reds, first of all, and then on for the rest of the season. Anton, it's been great to get the chance to chat to you. Thanks for taking the time.
Cheers, Jason. Thank you for your time.
No, thanks, mate. That's Anton Signer, fairly well-adjusted young man. What a story, eh? Comes across as a German exchange student all of a sudden. Well, not all of a sudden, but over time, into the Tasman side and the Blues. He's shifted allegiance to Auckland, and yeah, it's, I think he's on record as saying, look, the All Blacks are something that he aspires to. He understands it's a pretty stacked field when it comes to loose forwards, but he's doing all he can, and will start in the number six jersey tonight as Super Rugby Round 10 wraps when the Blues take on the Reds at Suncorp Stadium.
For more from Weekend Sport with Jason Pyne, listen live to News Talk ZB weekends from midday, or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.